99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hey. Hello. Thank you much. I appreciate that. Good morning, folks. Good morning, Nevadans. Great week, wasn't it? I'm John Potter. This is All Live. It's All Local. It's the All Local Radio Call-In Show at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Anything you want to talk about? Our lines are open, 775-884-9910. Taking calls in the order they came in from Carson City is Ace producer Craig Moss. Hey, Craig.
Good morning, John.
What were the highlights from your week?
Well, I heard a story today that somebody was banned from Reddit.
Yes, I don't know if I want to talk about it. Maybe if I'm in the mood. But yeah, I got banned from Reddit this week. First Channel 2, now Reddit. I'll tell you, I may talk about that a little bit later. It's not funny. So I have a visitor from the East. Folks, can you help out a visiting friend who wants to know what is the best place here in town for a great steak? Craig, who would you like to recommend here? Because I have my favorites, but I don't want to sway people. And honestly, I want to hear from what other people, what they say that I haven't been to yet that I'm missing out on. How about you?
Well, see, I'm kind of partial to Western Village.
You know, I used to love that. Sad thing is, well, I can't blame them. But remember when it was quite the bargain?
Yeah.
Remember when people talked about the prices? No, the prices. I think Western Village, being the smart business people they are, knew how popular and widespread the word was about Western Village, and they hiked them up. I was pretty shocked. It's still worth it, I think, you know, unless you sit by the swinging kitchen door, which I did once.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good place to sit. No, not at all.
Otherwise, they still come to your table. They do the salad thing. And the salad thing is big with me because I will tell you, my favorite was Harrah's Steakhouse. And coming out with a maitre d' with his tuxedo yet.
Right.
Putting up the flames by tableside. That's worth $100 right there. So, yeah, they're still good. They're still up there. You haven't been there lately, though, have you?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Not at all. On radio pay, you don't get paid enough to go to a steakhouse.
I knew you would get that in. But, yes, folks, my favorite was Harrah's Steakhouse. It's gone now. So I'll listen to recommendations from you folks at 775-884. What is the best place in our area for a great steak? In the news. Oh, by the way, speaking of food, were you surprised to hear that 6 Sonic restaurants in northern Nevada got fined for employing underage workers?
Well, it wasn't so much that they were underage, because you can work from 14 and 15. The problem was they were working the deep fryer, which is a hazard equipment. You're not allowed to work on that until you're 16 by state statute. So, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked that we have 6 Sonics in northern Nevada. That's what stuck out.
Let's see.
In
There's
me.
2 I in mean, Reno, 1 down here know, in Carson.
Well, that's
yeah.
what the news reports say, 6 Sonic restaurants in northern Nevada. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know there were 6. Listen, I'll be honest. It wasn't the fact that the 13-year-old is working by the deep fat fryer. That wasn't the surprise to me. It was the, and by the way, I'm not saying that happened. But I can't fathom where the 4 other Sonics are. So that was the shock of me. I only know of 2.
Well, there's the one on South Virginia, the one up at Clear Acre and McCarran.
All right.
There's one down here on College Parkway in Carson City. I think the other ones were, don't quote me on this, but I think it was either Fallon or Fernley.
Well, there you go, kids. Get
out,
your
yeah.
resumes together.
Yeah. You can sure bet that that the owners of these Sonic restaurants will be, unless they're well, unless they're corporate owned, they'll be more vigilant from now on.
Well, I wonder too how political this is, because the Sonic owner, what did they do? The one on South Virginia, the new one, they inflamed the liberal community on Reddit, which is like 99% of Reddit, by putting up a sign during right after COVID, saying that I'm sorry, our hours are limited or something like that, because nobody wants to work. And it's true.
Very true, because Jack in the Box.
Yeah. They did it too.
Well, they put a sign, they put a one of the sandwich board signs up in their drive-thru, said, and they close at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Sorry, we're closed. We don't have any staff to maintain the place.
Yes, I saw that at Burger King on West 4th, I believe, did that also.
Yeah.
But they're telling the truth. I mean, you talk to a business owner about how many people come in and fill out the application, and you call them, they ghost you, or they don't show up on the first or second or third day. It's a different scene out there with employees and employers. And so, yes, Sonic got a lot of flack. I remember people were complaining about it and everything like that. So here they are now, a target. Could be. I don't know. I know the young lady who owns it, I think, with her brother. I've talked to them, and I got the impression they were a bit conservative. So, anyway, what you got against 13-year-old kids working? Really? Come on. Get them out of the house. You know I'm kidding, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Also, a story out this week from Fox 5 in Las Vegas. Electric car drivers frustrated over lack of charging stations in Nevada. And I'm reading this here. It says, for visitors and locals alike, a trip in an electric car has to be planned and outlined in advance. Some EV drivers tell Fox 5 what we're missing in the state, says commuter Jesse Barker. Quote, it's kind of a hassle. There are some stations around town, but most of them are down. He says he makes frequent trips to California where charging stations work. Tourists we spoke to say they've noticed that electric charging stations are few and far between in Nevada. Catherine Clay says when she finds one, quote, sometimes the lines are difficult. When I went to my first electrical charging station in Nevada, nothing was working and people were waiting, calling to see what happened. Luckily, I got this one out of four cables, and that one's not working either. A visitor from San Francisco told us, it's been a pain trying to find one that works. The thing that makes me nervous about electric cars, I should say, makes me worry, is that it's not consumers making this choice. You know, it's our bureaucrats and our government officials that make the choice for us. And I worry that the choice they're making may not be the best, because electric cars are much more expensive. And it's going to be harder for people to maybe buy cars going forward, and it puts economic stress on them. And also whether or not the cars are going to be reliable in, like, cold weather. And it seems like it's a backwards way of doing things. I'm all for innovation, but innovation should be driven by the consumer, and they should make things better, not worse. That's not in the news report. This is me talking now, my divergent ways here. My darkest thought on this is that the purpose the electric car is to impoverish and enslave the American citizen. And those are big words, aren't they? But the deal is, right now, you have a car, odds are, and you can go anywhere you want to, right? I'm not the only one. Maybe when you're younger and you don't have as many responsibilities, but did you ever have that experience of sitting at home and talking with relatives on the phone and you think, why don't we go to Washington State? I got a week vacation. Let's just go to Washington, maybe go up along the Pacific Ocean, you know, go see the relatives and come back and say we had an adventure. You wanna? I mean, that happens. Or it's like, oh my gosh, look, my nephew Jimmy is playing in the softball championship down in Arizona day after tomorrow. I think I'm going to drive down there, right? We are a mobile people. Our mobility is a manifestation of our freedom. And it used to be we'd have to walk 1,000 miles behind the crap end of an ox to get to Arizona or wherever you want to go. And then they invented cars you know, nobody loves them more than Americans because they are a manifestation of our concept of freedom.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Well, yeah, well, you know, we go where we want. We do what we want when we want. And our car empowers us to do that. And they hate our freedom, bureaucrats, so they got to take the cars away. And so they come up with this electric car BS, and it's like, well, you can charge it, but it'll only go, okay, it'll let you go to Redding, but I don't think you need to go to Oregon. No, we don't allow that. Am I sounding like a crazy person or, well, anyway, it is meant to make transportation unaffordable and unattainable for Joe and Betty America. It's not a good deal, 100%. But we're going to have fun today, aren't we, folks? Our phone number is 775-884-9910. You thinking of taking a cruise? This is what's called wave season. And we have the top travel agent in town coming up in about 15 minutes. Gwen. Oh, man, we're going to take calls on this. It's going to be fun. And any travel. I mean, this is the season for it, right? While I'm talking about travel, just don't take the electric car. Okay, we'll be back. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The FM new News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter with you here live and local each and every Saturday morning. Gwendolyn Cordial Duncan. Is that your full name? Gwendolyn Cordial Duncan.
Well, Cordial's my maiden name.
That's a real?
Yeah, I didn't have a middle name.
I thought that was part of your business because you own Cordially Yours Travel.
Yes.
All right, but you are Reno's foremost travel agent. You head up the Travel Agent Professional Society, and Gwen says, let us schedule your greatest adventure. But that's true, right?
Yeah.
So how's business?
How's business?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It has been hopping. Great. It's great. But it was unexpected because it came like that. We've had 2-3 really bad years. Then all of a sudden, it's just flooded. A lot of cruising.
So that's true. I called you because I saw that news report that these cruises are overbooked. Like some of these ships, 105% booked. And so they're telling people, they're canceling these paid reservations. First off, how does that happen? Not just with cruise ships, but with airlines. I mean, we have computers now, right?
Right.
I don't see how that can possibly happen in this day and age.
Funny you should mention airlines, because that is a good comparison. Hotels overbook, airlines overbook. The cruise lines were having a problem with occupancy, you know, for the last 3 years. People are starting to use the vouchers that they had from previous canceled sailings.
Oh.
And so they're getting in there.
They're mucking up the works.
Well, they've been offering deals for agents to try to get them in. If they go, then the clients will go. But the problem is that there's been, we call it COVID fatigue, but people are just ready to go. A lot of good things are happening. They're not requiring testing, pre-testing, most of them aren't. You're not having to wear a mask or anything. People are sitting there saying, you know, I'm ready to do a cruise. So all this is happening at once, and they are overselling, and they're having an issue with trying to resolve that. They're moving people to other ships if they're willing. They're giving them refunds, but the refunds are not cash. They're always vouchers for future travel. They've done enticements like 125% refund. Well, that sounds good, but with inflation, that 125% refund from 2019 and 20 means nothing right now.
Oh, that's a good point, Gwen.
Yeah, so there
what
are a lot of
do,
people
though?
That are just having some problems.
Yeah, what can you do? And at least those regulations from COVID are gone, but what is the deal with Canada and people are finding out they can't get on the ship because Canada looks into their past DUI record?
Yes. Oh, that's so good.
No,
that you
I heard
that.
About this not just from your article, but I heard this from somebody else that the people are being left stranded because Canada has this weird strict rule where they go back, 10 years to see if you had a DUI.
It is so weird. I guess it depends on who is doing the screening. I had, it was a group for an anniversary, and it was a 50th anniversary. A big family was going to go. And they'll go to board. They had to go through Canada. And one of the bride and groom, well, not the bride and groom, but the 50-year-old a couple, the woman had a DUI and hadn't told anybody. Nobody knew about it. But she had one from years ago. Well, she was denied entrance into Canada. And so that whole group decided, we're not going to go and have a party. So they canceled, and then they thought they'd get the money back, and none of them got their money back because it wasn't a covered reason. You can't just say, I decided we're not going to go because it just isn't covered. So a lot of people don't know about that rule, and some people haven't had problems, and some people do. You have to be ready for it.
Well, these aren't people who were behind the wheel driving in Canada, and plus you're on a ship. So why should a DUI record from 10 years ago matter if you're on a cruise ship?
Well, this is for getting into Canada.
Right, but you're not driving. You're freezing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But even if you're a passenger, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, so it's one of those hidden rules that it's touchy for an agent because you have to ask that personal question.
Yeah. So this is wave season. Is that a term you invented?
No.
Okay. No, I never heard that before, but I saw that in your article. It's wave season. So let's take phone calls on cruises or travel. The top travel agent in town, folks, is here with us.
Oh, get out of here.
No, you are. You own Cordially Yours Travel.
Yeah.
And honestly, how many travel agencies do we have now? What,
you know,
two?
I have, I joined up with it's like the neighbors. I live in the Winfield Springs. And they have a group there for cruises. And so I joined it thinking, your expertise might be able to help answer questions. And then it might incite people to call. I don't do push advertising. But that makes it kind of tough that there's a need for it. And a lot of people have fallen out of the industry since the 2009.
I guess so. Because
yeah, and so I've
there used to be
appeal.
Like a dozen travel agencies here in town,
yeah.
I can remember. But okay, I really want to get into cruising has changed. We have all these different types of ships, and we have all these different types of specific cruises for the young, for the old, for the business, for the singles. It's crazy how they've divided all the. Some are family, some are not.
Yes, so some of them are adventure.
Adventure cruises, yeah.
Ron and I just got off of one that's
Which
very
one?
Interesting, and it was the Virgin Voyages.
Did you like it?
It's for adults only.
Okay.
Only, no children.
She's winking at me, folks.
Yeah, and what made it interesting, it was different than anything else. If you're into tattoos, they have a tattoo parlor on this thing.
What?
Yes, a tattoo parlor. And... And they're gay friendly, mm-hmm. So there was it wasn't it wasn't something that was uncomfortable or anything. In fact, I didn't even notice much.
Well, show me your tattoos.
You what? But it was, I could understand why children weren't, you know, really enthusiastic about going there. But the food was fantastic. And they had hammocks on the deck. I mean, it's just a different experience.
You didn't have that experience where you, excuse me, sir, that's my Chase Lounge. That my towel was on it. Anyway.
They don't have a big dining room, and they had 21 eateries.
Oh, that's another thing. They used to have the big ballroom, and they had the captain's table, and everybody would eat at once. Well, now they have these, food trucks on cruise ships. You know, you have all these choices now instead of the one, which I don't know about that. You know, the come and take it and go type of restaurant. It's not like your big community where you get to meet all the people on the cruise ship.
A lot of the restaurants on the one that we were just on had group settings, and so there was like the Korean restaurant. You did like a Benihana type thing, you know, so you can meet other people. Yeah. What I wanted to tell people is that there was a fear about cruising, you know, there for a while because you're in a small environment. But that's changed. They're not requiring masks anymore. It is an option. They're not requiring the pre-testing for most places, depending on what destination you're going to. Some of them will require something when you want to get off the ship. Uh-huh. But a lot has changed.
Well, I want to hear about these changes because the image I have of cruising is totally changed from what I hear. But we're taking questions here about travel, folks. Where do you want to go? Where should you go? And about cruises, Gwen has a lot to say about that and can answer your questions at 775-884-9910. Where do you want to go?
Oh, yeah.
Or where are you going? Or give us a review of a cruise ship. That I'd love to hear because I've never been on a cruise ship, and I'd sure like to know which one is...
Never been on a cruise
ship. I have never been on a cruise ship. All right. We're going to break for news, Fox News, and then we're going to be back taking your travel questions right now. 775-884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk. Time is 9:31.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, special guest Gwendolyn Cordial Duncan, Reno's foremost travel agent, who always laughs when I say her name. But that's her name. And we did get a question asking, are cruise ships safe? And Gwen says, well, if you don't drink yourself silly, it's these all-inclusive deals, right? That people fall off into the... They go what now?
They go crazy. They go crazy, and they drink, and they drink, and then they'll get stupid. They'll make dares on each other. I mean, it's just most of the accidents that are from people going overboard are just that, accidents. And they're accidents because the people were just crazy.
Well, apparently, when you say all-inclusive, they don't cut you off, apparently. Because I'm guessing because they know you're not going to get in a car, they don't cut you off with these all-inclusives, and you just can drink go crazy, as you say.
Well, some of the meal, some of the beverage packages, I'm glad somebody asked about beverage packages. The beverage packages, some of them, like on Royal Caribbean, they'll allow you so many, but you can only have so many drinks in a day. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I have a 12 or
what's,
something
what's
like that.
What's the number?
I mean, something ridiculous about it.
It's the number 12,
but
okay.
In some of them, they don't have those limits, you know? But when you're offered a free beverage package, there are some exceptions to the word free because some of those cruise lines are going to charge you a gratuity and taxes for it, and some of them don't. And so you can get your tab and you've got, they say, do you want the free beverage package? And you look at your invoice and it has $300 on there. They say, what's that for? Oh, gratuities and taxes for your free beverage package.
Well, Don't they tell people ahead of time that, you know, there's going to be this fee?
Well, that's why you use an agent.
I do hear from some people who have been on cruises, they have a great time, then they get home, and then the final bill comes in, or they see their credit card statement, and they're kind of blown away. It's a surprise to a lot of people.
Well, some of the cruise lines have gotten more sophisticated, and they've got on their television screens in your rooms.
Well, restaurants are too. I mean, yeah. We were talking a couple of weeks ago, there are some restaurants in town, folks, that will add 3% just because you use a credit card, things like that. These fees they find. Yeah, hidden fees on cruise ships, too.
Yeah, and so some of them will say there's free gratuities, and so that's a good thing. But,
so even though I tip the people there, they're still going to charge me?
Well, you're not supposed to tip them direct. Some people, I mean, if they collect a tip, they can get fired.
Okay, see, I don't know. I've never been on a cruise ship.
And see, 20 lashes.
You think I'm ridiculous because
no,
I haven't
no,
been
no,
on a,
no, no, no,
on a
no,
cruise
no.
ship.
I told you, there's a cruise for everybody, but not every cruise is for everybody.
You're right about that. There are cruises for the adventurous or the mature audience, for the single people out there. They're all divided up into your likes and dislikes now. The Disney cruises, I mean, they're not really all. Some adults love that stuff.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, so your favorite cruise line is?
Okay, my favorite cruise line.
Or give
line.
Us the top three.
Give me the top three. Well, I tell you, that's really hard because I've got reps who may listen to this. And they wait a second, you didn't mention me. But when you're going with family cruises, if you're going to do family, then I'm a real proponent for like Royal Caribbean because they don't nickel dime you to death. And they've got so much on there for every age group, even the seniors, you know, everything. I particularly like what they offer, the ambience of the ship and everything. But we talked about this offline here, but there are different reasons to go on a cruise, and the people who are going for the ship as the destination, then I would look at something like that. If you're looking to go to wild places, that's a different thing. I would go on a Silver Sea or something that's going to spoil you with
wild
special.
Places. Like, what's a wild place?
A wild place?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be like if I wanted to go around Africa.
That's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. If I wanted to go to see something that I'm not going to go and spend a lot of time there, but I'd like to see it, I'd go along where Gibraltar and Morocco is and everything. Those kind of things. You want to get a taste of it, see if it's worth going again.
What about the amenities and the freebies?
What?
Amenities, the freebies.
Oh.
Are there some still?
That's caused a problem. Remember, I was telling you before, they were overselling their ships. Even Royal Caribbean, who has the largest ships out there, 5,000.
Did they take the freebies away, though?
But they were giving stuff away to get people to fill the ships.
Yeah.
Because they were lucky to get any kind of occupancy. They're having problems staffing. All the ships were. And then all of a sudden, everybody wants to go, and they've already given out vouchers. They've got all these enticements to get people to go. There were free Wi-Fi, free gratuities, free specialty
dining. Don't tell
me
they charge for Wi-Fi now?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they've got Wi-Fi packages on some of these. Every place they can find money. John, I'm not kidding.
Well, tell us what's good about the cruises lately. I mean, besides the different interests in cruises, you said the COVID regulations are pretty much gone. But as somebody who's been cruising all their life, what would surprise them about a cruise ship right now?
That's a good question. What is happening is that to try to build their occupancy, the different cruise lines have done some restructuring of their ships, and they're adding areas to the ships that they didn't historically have. The one I just got off of, I mentioned to you, was a Virgin Voyage, and they had a tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
And so they've got just different ways to, you know, that makes it interesting and a curiosity about the ship.
When is the cheapest time a year to book a cruise? You get that question a lot, don't you?
Yes, I do. And the cheapest kind, and there's a a reason for this. It's between June 15th and November 15th.
Oh, that's again 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, but that's the hurricane season in the Caribbean. So you're going to see some really good deals, but there's so many. When you get a cruise during the hurricane season, you're not guaranteed of the itinerary. Sometimes they have to cut them short, and there can be some other issues. So you're going to see the best prices then. That's not the best time to go, but that's the best price.
I don't know if we're going to see great prices with the talk that we just did about the overbooking and the full cruise ships and the people that are busting out after COVID and filling up the ships. Now, I heard that fall... I read this in your article. fall is the best time to start looking at Alaska. And
yes.
Those cruises to Alaska run from May to September.
Yes.
Have you been on a cruise to Alaska?
Oh, yeah, several.
What do you like about them?
And if you go in May or September, it's going to be colder or wetter.
Right.
And so the best time to go there is July. In August, and those are where you're going to see more expensive trips to Alaska. But there's a lot of competition now. Silver Sea's going there. Viking is going to be going there soon. I mean, there are more and more people, more and more cruise lines going into Alaska because it's an attractive time destination, and it's a limited time destination. And a lot of seniors love to go to Alaska. I used to think, who would go on a cruise ship with a down jacket, you know, I mean, that didn't seem to go together. But I went to Alaska, and it's a wonderful destination. But different people go to Alaska for different reasons. Some want to go for the animals.
Yeah.
Some want to go for the culture. And so if you want to see the glaciers, you do a one-way trip. If you want to do the Inside Passage, you see the culture.
I don't know. With all the stuff cruise ships have now, I bet fewer people actually go off and explore these different places like they used to. Everybody would get off the ship at Acapulco, you know, and explore Mexico. But now the ship has everything.
That's true.
Why go anywhere? Okay, so we're taking calls. I noticed David keeps trying to call from South Lake. David, try one more time.
No, he actually didn't want to go on the air. But
oh, he didn't?
No, he does have a question.
Okay.
Are there any cruises that allow smoking on board?
Are there any cruises that allow smoking on board, Gwen?
Oh.
That was his question.
Okay. Some of them are smoke-free. You don't smoke at all. And some of them, they'll let you, but you have to do it out on specified areas on the decks, but not on your balconies. You cannot smoke in your room or on a balcony, and they just got limited. And you're going to see that maybe overseas, not so much for the U.S.
Well, I'm glad Craig told us this, because now I have a question. I enjoy Vegas very, very much because I love the big shows. I just got tickets for Katy Perry. We're going in a couple of weeks to go see Keith Urban and Carrot Top. But I heard it's a great show, so yeah, I'll go see Carrot Top. Okay, so here's the problem with Vegas, and I think everywhere else I travel now, these pot smokers. I mean, okay, folks, that's all right. Do what you want. But my gosh, every hotel hallway smells like three skunks ran through it.
Yeah.
Now, what's the situation on cruise ships with cannabis?
Oh, with cannabis.
Right.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
Okay, so if you say some cruise ships allow smoking, like on the deck, I'm sure that means that encompasses also the pot smokers, right?
Boy, that's a good question.
Well, that means there's
that's
no
really
rules,
but they're
so
not
I bet some people are doing it.
They're not allowing smoking in casinos on the
No, table. They aren't, but in hotel rooms and everything, and people go out to hotel balconies, but it's so pungent that it comes in, you can't get rid of that smell, and I'm smelling it everywhere, walking on the strip and everything. It's all over the place. And I'd hate to think the cruise ships are, that must be a problem for them.
Well, it can be. But, you know, I've gone on two cruise ships this year. And funny you should ask that, because I didn't recognize smoking on either one of them anywhere.
I mean, they sure like to smoke that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Folks, that's okay. Do what you want, but it does affect other people. Now I'm going to get the calls. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, stick around for 10 more minutes. Final 10 minutes with Gwen, top travel agent in town.
Oh.
775-884-9910. We're talking travel, cruises, hotels, countries, whatever. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk Time, 949.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter and Gwendolyn Cordial Duncan, Reno's foremost travel agent in the studio with me, cannot believe that I've never, ever been on a cruise, and she is rubbing her hands together and licking her chops to probably sell me a cruise. But I want to talk about destinations. Now, how many countries have you been in?
Oh, I wasn't expecting that question.
They've got this thing called
100.
Oh my gosh.
Club, and it's how many countries you've been to. And
100 club.
Been to a lot of places. I've slowed down the last 4 years, but my agents are just.
What's your favorite country? I mean, if you had to, because there's some Americans, expats, they pick a country, they love it so much. That happens to me when I think, oh my gosh, if only I spoke Spanish, I would love this city in Mexico or something like that. What country would you be tempted to spend your retired life in?
Oh, spend my retired life. That's different than the one that I found the most fascinating place.
Well, what's the most fascinating?
The most fascinating place. And it was life-changing, and it was Africa.
My mom said that, and my mom traveled the world, too. I said, Mom, what was your best trip? She says Africa.
Well, I went there. My husband and I went there. We went to 9 countries. And the whole time I was there, I kept thinking, my grandkids at the time were in high school, and I was thinking this would be the most valuable trip for them because they take for granted what they have, and they don't know what they don't have. I mean, what these people who don't have anything and they still have smiles on their faces, it's incredible. But that was the most fascinating place and the life-changing place.
Well, if you do it right, because I my mom did those safari trips in Africa where they have the helpers set up a tent and a big fancy tent, and they do this gourmet barbecue where they roast a hippo or something. And you are like, and you wear your African hat and your safari jacket.
Oh, no.
And so you got to have money. I mean, it was a pricey trip.
But
so,
you're asking where I'd want to return
yeah,
to.
Yeah, where'd you want to return to?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not so much of a warm place. You're just going to go and lay around on a beach. I'm not that more into the culture.
Yes. You get bored with beauty. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but... we started off, we went to France, and it took me 9 times to like it. Gives you an idea. And I liked it by the time we got there. One of my favorite places is Bruges. Bruges.
Don't tell me. What?
Oh,
Belgium?
That's in the Netherlands.
Netherlands. Okay.
It's a wonderful place.
I'm showing
Prague,
off my intelligence
Prague
here.
Prague is wonderful. But this is for architecture and culture and food and like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, one more question I have. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, are those still the two biggest days to get a cruise? Or are there bargains still each and every day? It used to be Cyber Monday and Black Friday. People would book cruises.
And that still is. They still have some really good deals. But I tell you, the best way to get a good deal is to find a travel agent who has some kind of a...
You!
Link. Yes, but once you get on, the best deal is to buy your future cruise while you're on the cruise.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. They give you all kinds of incentive to come back. See, they want to grab you, and they want you to be loyal to them. And
yes, okay. They're like the hotel chains.
Yes.
Because I stayed at a Wyndham, and I stayed at a Hilton, and now they keep sending me these awesome offers.
I'm going to give you a hint.
What?
We live in an area where they're there are casinos, okay?
Yeah.
If you go into the casinos pretty regularly on these cruise ships, then you start earning free cruises.
Right.
But they entice you. They've got a low occupancy, and mm-hmm. they're going to contact the people who have a record of being in their casinos, and they offer them, if not deep discounts. Nothing's free. You have to pay your port charges and taxes.
Darn.
But you get a free cruise if you're a gambler.
We're out of time.
Okay.
This has been a pleasure. It's my favorite topic, like I told you. Now, what's your phone number, Gwen, for people to call to get this expert help from you, a travel agent, at no cost?
You know, I've got two offices, one in Cameron Park, California, well, Rescue, California, and then one up here. And so I use my personal phone call, which is 530-417-0460. And then my email is Gwen, G-W-E-N, at Gwen Duncan, and Duncan is spelled Duncan.com. And I'd like to hear from anybody. I'll answer your questions. If you've got recommendations for articles that I can write for this
senior spectrum.
For the senior spectrum.
Thank you, Gwen. All right, up next, folks, after Fox News, I don't know what I'll talk about. I think I might talk about the debt limit bill. How did our Nevada representatives vote, and why on that? Also, it's Pride Month. Have something to say about that, or I can talk about how I got kicked off Reddit. What would you like me to talk about? 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, and FM News Talk time is 9:58.